Hello, it's Sasha Sterling, and welcome to Exploring All That Is Sacred. On today's podcast, I wanted to share a reminder about the power of a sincere prayer. Over the last year, I have been reminded if, at a whole new level of the power of a sincere prayer. And a few things that I've been reflecting on that I wanted to share with you in case you could use this incredible spiritual tool of prayer, of sincere prayer, whether you already pray regularly or you used to, or you're looking to mix up how you pray. What has been so awe-inspiring and humbling, there have been three prayers I have asked at different times spread out over the last, I guess it hasn't even been a year, maybe 10, 9 months, 9 months. And I couldn't see it the first sincere prayer. And now by the third, I am just blown open in gratitude and awe, truly, truly awe. So a few of the pieces that really stand out to me around this is really not being in the head at all, really being dropped into the body, the root to the heart, and just so unattached to outcome and so unattached to timeline. Those are the common threads that really, I believe, are part of the magic of the power of the sincere prayer is trusting life and trusting the process and trusting the outcome regardless, and still having the courage and the impulse to ask that the desire to put it on that altar, to hand it over. And really, that non-assuming request. The one that is really top of mind that I'll share a little bit about, it's not all mine to share, but is my daughter, my older daughter, Isis. She's 15 and a half. And there was a sequence of things that happened in the fall that rocked her and rocked our family. And I did all the practical things that a mom does. I did all the practical things and all of the obvious things and not obvious things, and rallied the circle of support. And for about 3 months, though, I sat in contemplation around what is really needed here. And it came in very clearly that what is needed is it's time for her to develop an authentic relationship with her higher power. And that was my ask. And I remember specifically where I was and what I did, and just this complete, don't know if you can relate to this, like where powerlessness, a sense of powerlessness turns to absolute peace and surrender. That's where the prayer came from. Just a completely surrendered state, but not from a place of victim, from a place of just acceptance, full acceptance. And my journey over the last many years has really led me to know that I am not in control of very much. And it's brought a lot of peace into my life, a lot of peace into my mothering, a lot of peace into my business, a lot of peace into my relationships, a lot of peace into this increasingly wild world that I find myself in. And this rising, this transcendence that's happening from that place of just like what is in my control and what is not in my control. So if you knew Isis then, you would see that that prayer maybe seemed a bit far off. I had no attachment to timeline whatsoever. And it was so clear. It was such a clear heart's prayer that she find her authentic, meaningful relationship with spirituality, with her higher power. And I repeated the prayer three times, once to myself in the privacy of my own space, once in a women's circle, and once to one of my best friends. And miracles happen all the time. I was amazed. In less than 3 weeks, this child, this emerging young woman, started reading books around spirituality and started asking questions about God and started going to different churches with friends and started to reflect on what types of spiritual practices I had exposed her to, which was a lot of goddess worship, a lot of much more of a feminine goddess, God exposure. And it's been a whole journey for me to reflect on the choices I've made with raising my children up until this point and my own exposure to religion and masculine God versus feminine God. And I mean, this podcast is called Exploring All That Is Sacred. So to be continued, we'll have many, 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 I'm sure, amazing guests on all of these different facets and ways that people worship and celebrate the sacred. So yesterday, I fast forward many months. Yesterday, I got to be present and witness her get baptized by her own choosing at her own non-denominational church that she found, that she resonates with a pastor that is just so incredible. And it was one of the proudest, most soul satisfying days. My beloved was there, and her life coach came, and her daughter ended up getting rebaptized at the same time. And there was her best friend was there, and her best friend's mom, and there was so much celebration. And I feel called to share this. As you can tell, my voice is going at a slower pace than it sometimes goes because this is just so personal, and there's so many pieces to this story that are not mine to tell. And I know we have a lot of mamas out there. We have if you're listening, you are a visionary leader. You're probably the matriarch, or, very much a strong, loving, fierce woman, in your family who has vision, who has intention to create legacy, to empower yourself and your children and your communities. And I talk often, as I've been re-engaging with my work. I'm gonna take a little sip of this warm drink here. The conversation around, as our children are growing, and even as we're growing and evolving and we surprise ourselves, things come in, curveballs come in, or things surprise, like what is mine to do and what is not mine to do. And the endurance required to love so much and to be so committed to a beautiful life and all that's included in that. And so I was talking to a girlfriend who's gone through a lot. Talk about initiation. She has gone through so much. And she just inspires me tremendously. Her husband passed away suddenly a few years ago now. And then her brother 2 weeks later, And then now fast forward 2 years, and her mother from the same cancer that her husband passed very suddenly from. And she has three kids and runs a huge team, and she's such a bright light. And I see how tested she's been. And we were talking about prayer and the power of prayer and how she's really redefining her impact and her legacy. Well, not impact, understanding her impact. And in this place of redefining, well, what is mine to do? What is my purpose? What do I want myself to find purpose to be? I have a series coming up that I'm so excited to share with you that has been a long time coming around this, around calling, around purpose, around, oh, so much. So much. So stay tuned. This is coming up in May. So she was talking though about this, about purpose and about she's very successful, has created a lot of success in all of these different areas, and that now she's really in this re, yeah, this like right changing the dial up. Like, yeah, what is my legacy? What do I want my legacy to be? And what is hers to do right now? It was so moving. I started crying, was that she is feeling called to pray for all of the children of the world, and that that is her purpose, and that that is her work. And it was so moving. It's so beautiful to get to witness other powerful, softly and fiercely powerful women evolve and grow and be changed, both from internal transformation and from external forces. And it's just such a beautiful, I think, a beautiful invitation. If you're in a season where you're maybe in between, maybe you've gone through the life, death, rebirth cycle, and you don't, maybe you have an inkling of what's calling you forward next, or maybe you don't. Maybe you're very much on mission, and you know exactly what is yours to do. And I've been hearing from many, many people in our community that there's this pause, or this like resourcing of self, like regathering, 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 and yet wanting, not wanting to be, feel aimless. And so whether you use this, however you use this podcast, of course, is yours to do. And my intention was just to remind you of the power of sincere prayer without attachment whatsoever to outcome, trusting that life is happening for you. And if life is happening for you, I truly believe it's happening for everyone else. Sometimes the details are harder to accept than others. But right, like the power of a true surrendered prayer without attachment. And then also this purpose piece around how we can use prayer as part of our purpose, and that is how important and meaningful that is. There are so many studies. I'll weave them in on a future podcast. We'll do a part two on this. Bring in some actual data around the power of prayer. It is absolutely documented. I used to get asked when I was younger, because I was pretty, I've always been a visionary. I've always been a wild one. I've always been, as my love Steve says, an optimist, idealist. That's what he calls me, an idealist. And I've been such a risk taker in my life and love so deeply and play so sincerely. And people, when I was in my teens and early 20s, would ask like what the secret was. And I would always say, I have been prayed for by so many people every single day of my life. And it's true. My father would start his day. Some of my earliest memories are of watching him in his big oversized like chair. This was the 80s and early 90s. This big overstuffed chair, velour chair, with his white shorts and his black socks and his his Bible out and his big book and his note, his journal. He was always journaling. He was a writer, and I would be hearing his prayers, and he would, it was still dark out, and I would watch. I would peek through the little crevice, and his prayers were always for other people. His prayers were so unassuming and so consistent, and it left such an impression as such a little one. I think my earliest memory is maybe four of this, and it happens throughout my whole childhood, where the consistency of knowing that I was prayed for every day by my father, who also prayed for so many others and for the world. And then also I was prayed for by my grandmother, his mother, every day of my life. Candles lit at mass, prayers said, and it was repeated to me so frequently that I was being prayed for, that it's one of the things that I'm most grateful for now as an adult. Of my, there's been obviously been lots of hardships and lots of initiations and lots of struggles. And I think it's important to anchor into the positives, the strengths of our story, the strengths of our lineage, the parts that do shape us in a positive way. And that is absolutely one of the ways that I have been shaped and woven, that my divinity and my protection is so woven into the fabric of my identity, that it is one of the things that I do feel makes me unstoppable. And it's something that I'm really, there's a maturing happening. My father passed away in 2018, and then my grandmother passed away a few years later, and there's been a gap. And I do believe that this baton switch of weaving my prayer life has increased and continues to increase. And there was a spaciousness that opened up. I don't know if you can relate to that, where you think like, oh, someone else has got that. Someone else is going to do that better. Oh, that's theirs. They got that. And so that ownership of, oh yeah, this is mine to do. This is mine to do too, or this is mine to do. And so that's very much where I'm at. And I'm feels like a whole new horizon, a whole new vista of possibility is opened up. It's a whole new, I don't like saying game board, but kind of. It's a whole new world, a whole new world that's opened up. And so I'm excited to see what happens next. Sending so much love to you wherever you find yourself listening to this. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to subscribe, follow, leave a comment or review, and share it maybe with a friend who could use this little reminder of the power of a sincere prayer.